song Vaporize by Broken Bells. They're playing at this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin. And that's what most people know South by Southwest for music and for film as well. But it's also one of the most creative tech conferences in the United States. Here to talk about that is our Takeaway Tech contributor, host of Popular Science's Future of, Baratunde Thurston. He joins us from the airport. Actually, Baratunde, you're about to catch a flight to Austin for the festival, right?
Yes, I am. I'm on a JetBlue flight, and they were nice enough to find me a relatively quiet spot in the airport. So good to be here and good to be back. Thanks.
So tell me about the South by Southwest Festival. What kind of technological innovations have come out of this festival?
Well, I think the first thing people need to understand is that, you know, because this festival happens in the context of the better-known Film and Music Fest, South by Southwest Interactive, which is what the tech component is called, is just more creative. You have web designers, you have software developers, you have just a few business people relative to the overall audience, and not so much in the terms of hardware like you'd find at the Consumer Electronics Show. So it's just a different sort of slightly more artistic and creative state of mind. So one of the services that really blew up at South by a few years ago, and people who go call it South by because it's not short enough to say South by Southwest, is Twitter. You know, Twitter was developed not there, didn't launch there, but it certainly made its first mark there. And you get a lot of these, digerati-type people come to Austin, Texas, this hub of activity and culture, and then fling back out across the world and take what they've learned back to their businesses, to their campuses, to their organizations, and sometimes to their homes.
So, I mean, the South by Southwest, as you're describing, is a more kind of technological, maybe philosophical, creative sort of platform. What kind of things will be coming out this year? If it's not hardware and not technically software, what is it?
Well, one of the big battles now that so many people have smart mobile phones, and it's still not the majority, but it's growing. It's one of the few growing areas in electronics. Location is a big deal. As I like to say, location is communication. So the ability to share your location with trusted parties, with your family, with your friends, in a slightly more passive way than calling them or explicitly texting them, "I'm over here." You know, we often wonder how we were ever able to coordinate meeting folks before cell phones came along, because we couldn't call and say, "No, I'm to the left, I'm to the right, you know, two blocks north." Well, imagine something even more efficient than that, where you simply, whip out your phone, ping, "I'm right here," and it knows the venue you're at, it knows how many other people who are your friends are nearby. So two companies, one called Foursquare, which is based in New York, and one called Gowalla, based in Austin, are going to kind of be battling it out for supremacy in this location space.
Also sounds like a really good way to locate your child if they get lost at Disneyland. But, let me ask you about what you'll be talking about at the festival. You have a talk coming up that's called How to Be Black. Does it seem like people need to instructions how to do that, Baratunde?
Everybody wants to be it, but nobody really wants to be it. I'm happy to be a part of a series called Future 15, and they're attempting to bring, some diverse perspectives to the area of technology. So the title is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I'm going to be talking about black people on the internet and on the social web especially. You don't hear often in the press examples of who's using Facebook or how is MySpace still relevant, where's SMS going and text messaging, and who's using Twitter. And one of the interesting things I note is that of the trending topics on a service like Twitter, so many of them come right out of, current black culture and are driven by black users on Twitter. Sort of a big secret that Twitter is possibly very disproportionately African-American versus the perception that people have. So I'll be making some fun observations like that, getting into a little bit of statistics, and, of course, having, a laugh or two.
So maybe whites are the minority among Twitter users, which brings us to our takeaway question, Baratunde. Thurston, we're asking people today, as the demographics change, I'm wondering, let me ask you the same question we're asking listeners. How, in what ways are you a minority, and in what ways do you think of yourself as a majority?
Well, I had an encounter with someone on the street earlier, and she didn't even have Google Maps on her phone, and I realized that, everyone in this space going to South by Southwest Interactive is a minority relative to certainly global society and even the average American citizen. So it's worth it for all of us to keep that in mind as we get these pie-in-the-sky visions of this great future, that we have to make sure to share, all that efficiency and all that wealth with the rest of our folks.
Technology nerds, a minority. Baratunde Thurston is a Takeaway Tech contributor on his way to the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Thanks, Baratunde.
Thank you.